Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Asadu Shares. This is Elizabeth Sadu. So I'll start with chanting, like I always do. Om Namo. Namo, namo, I bow, I bow. I love that that image of bowing, and I love that feeling of bowing. And I'm seeing myself bowing to the tree that's outside and just touching my forehead to the roots. And I'm seeing myself bowing to kind of that divinity that's within me and within all of us. And I love, there's a sweet tradition in India where you touch somebody's feet, and then you you can then take your hand and you touch it at your third eye point. And that's, at least the Sikhs talk about the dust of the saints' feet. And so it's kind of on honoring of humans, you know, honoring others and seeing their divinity and bowing, you know, to their divinity. And just, you know, really it's kind of like seeing it all around us. And boy, just spent the last basically 4 days dancing and socializing. And I'm still feeling a little bit tired, but we danced Thursday night. Visited, actually it was lovely, visited with my son and his grandpa, who's my ex-father-in-law, but still like my, totally like my other dad. Visited with them, had an awesome visit with my son. Then we visited with lovely, full, good friends who we haven't seen in a while on Friday, and then went out to dance weekend, and it was pretty crazy because the power went out and the storms, and so it was just like a lot of interesting challenges, but fabulous. I mean, fabulous music. People just came through, and the caller figured out a generator, and we all danced, and he had enough juice to power the sound for the musicians and some twinkly lights above, and then the power came on in the middle of the night. And anyway, it was just like this incredible, lovely, lovely weekend. Super connected, fabulous music, fabulous dancing, fabulous people. I mean, there's just something, I wish I could convey to you the enormous joy and juiciness, lusciousness, amazingness of spending a weekend dancing like that. This particular place is called Sky Camp, and it's a little bit east of Eugene, Oregon, and there's something that happens when we dance together, we all eat together, and everybody stays out there, you're not driving around, that creates this amazing, just big wave of love and connection. I mean, I just don't know how to describe it. It's so joyful and so much awesome fun. So anyway, then we had we put on a dance here in Corvallis Sunday night with one of the bands and one of the callers. And by Sunday night at about probably 9 or 9:30, I was like, I have nothing left. I was so tired. And because, of course, my husband said he noticed that the older I get, the harder I dance. So it's not, I have not slowed down as I get older. I'm dancing harder and faster and having more fun, too. So anyway, then we had guests, and so now I'm going to go take care of some friends' dogs coming up here after the show. But just having so much amazing connection and joy. And so, you know, really, it's like bowing. There's some, I don't know. I guess what I want to say is there's something just really lovely kind of about that. It's humility, and it's a kind of an opening of your heart and bowing and just being really open and seeing the beauty in everything and in everyone. And I know that can be really hard right now. Boy, that's hard. You know, maybe sometimes it's hard to see it, the beauty in somebody, but you maybe can see how what they're doing, how it affects, and what effects might come out of what they're doing. Maybe it's bringing people together. Maybe it's firing people up, you know. So anyway, okay, with that said, so then I thought, oh, I got to pull a card this morning to kind of see, because I'm going to be taking care of these friends' dogs till the end of the month, and then I'll come back and forth between my house and their house. But so I was laughing. I thought, well, wouldn't that be funny if I pulled the Hermit card again? But I didn't, but I pulled the Reflection card, which I, of course, thought was very perfect. I think what happens is I put out a lot of energy, and I was helping this dance weekend. This last weekend, I was also a main organizer in that. I was doing a couple jobs in that, and so there was a lot going on, and I was busy and stuff. But I'm looking forward to a little time of reflection and a little more quiet, and I'll have two dogs, and they're super fun together. They just love each other, and they wrestle around a lot. And so I like to joke that I'm hosting the International Dog Wrestling Championships. And because they're just having so much fun. But we'll go for lovely walks every day. And it's just a super nice time, quiet, a little more quiet. Jim and I will spend less time together. But it kind of gives me some reflection time. Anyway, gosh, I'm not even sure what else I'm supposed to say this morning. I guess I'm still a little bit recovering from the weekend and just a lot of outlay of energy. Oh, I know one of the things I wanted to talk about. So I don't know if any of you have heard of Judith Orloff. She's an MD. But she kind of discovered early on that she's an empath and a pretty highly sensitive empath. And so she's kind of, you know, written about that here and there. She's written quite a few books, which I've really loved her books. She just really speaks to you real clear, plain, you know, it's not fancy, but she's just kind of gets this whole piece about herself and then certainly speaks to me as an empath. And I kind of figured that out probably about 35 years ago, which really kind of saved my sanity, because I thought at times I just thought I was nuts. Anyway, gosh, you know what? I'm noticing that I don't know if this is working. I'm looking at the radio thinking it's waiting for the host, and I don't know if I ever hooked up here. I'm not quite sure what to do, if I need to call back in. Maybe I will. Well, anyway, I'll just keep going because I don't know what to do. I'm looking at my computer monitor and it says it's waiting for the host, but I know that with my phone I am checked in here. So let's see. Okay, great. My friend Celia says she can hear me. Awesome. Thank you, honey. Thank you. Okay. So anyway, I'm reading this book. Judith Orloff came out with this latest book called The Empath Survival Guide. And oh my God, I picked it up. I started reading it and it made me feel so completely happy immediately. Like, oh my God, this woman gets it. And even stuff like, for instance, I just was reading last night. I adore my husband. I can't even tell you how much I adore him. But at times I feel slightly smothered in bed where he wants to really cuddle up. And then I feel like I almost can't breathe. And then I thought, oh my God, I'm this horrible person. I know I love him, but oh, you know, I need to get away, blah, blah, blah. And then I just was reading last night. She was talking about how she, for years, could never even sleep in the same room as her partner. And that now, you know, it's kind of like having to negotiate. Can I cuddle? Can I not? And she says they mostly are just have this huge king-size bed and each sleep on their side of the bed. And I thought, oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm not insane. I'm not a horrible person. And so, you know, my husband and I have a double bed. We actually went from a queen and got a smaller bed, which is kind of funny. And there's times I just need some space. And so anyway, just some of those kind of little things. I mean, certainly understanding yourself, like I really have no desire to go to big parties. And the only kind of exception is this last weekend was kind of like a big party, but we're dancing the whole time. And even then I get pretty tired out after talking and just kind of, you know, hanging with a lot of people all weekend. And my husband at the end of a dance weekend like that, he wants to go around and say goodbye to every single person. And I'm like, I hate saying goodbye. I don't want to say goodbye to anybody. And and so I'm at war with myself because part of me is like, oh, I should say goodbye to people. And anyway, it's just so funny. So Empath Survival Guide. Yeah, I think that's what it is. Anyway, Judith Orloff, O-R-L-O-F-F. Oh, my God. She's just awesome. And, you know, it's kind of fun. She also has a Facebook group for empaths, and she does a lot. When you buy her book, there's a lot of things that come with it. Like you can download videos and audio sessions and that kind of thing. And she on the Facebook group, she's actually posting, you know, like you'd think she's pretty busy. I mean, I don't know. Maybe she has an assistant posting in her name. Who knows? But anyway, it feels nice like she's participating and commenting and stuff. And so anyway, that book, oh, my gosh. So I'm excited to dive into that a little bit more. Now when I go off pet sitting, I'll just have that little bit more time to kind of reflect and to hang with myself, which will be really feel very nice. And I'll come back here every day and have dinner with my honey. But he's also in training to ride his bike. What's happening then is May 9th, he's taking off to Iowa to go take care of his parents and he's going to be gone for almost 2 months. And that's going to be the longest amount of time we've ever been gone, which feels kind of weird in a way, but I mean, it'll be fine and I'll totally miss him, but it'll feel kind of weird. And then what he's going to do is he'll fly out with his bike. So he'll have his bike out there, which will be really great. Then he's at some point going to take the train part of the way home and get off in somewhere in Glacier National Park and ride his bike home, which is about 700 miles or so. So he's kind of in training now. So actually, he's going to be really busy riding his bike for this month anyway. So the timing of everything is all good. It's all perfect, you know, divine right timing. So anyway, and excuse me. I'm hoping to get to spend some time with my daughter and a little more time with my son and talk to some wonderful friends on the phone and all that kind of good stuff. So the lady is telling me I've got 90 seconds left. It's funny. I'm looking at my computer monitor here and it says that I have not called in. So it's very possible that I didn't record. So, oh, well, what are you going to do? Life is awesome. In fact, I would say life is fucking awesome. And I'm going to end with a chant that's kind of the shifting into out of 3D and letting us let go of old 3D things. Like we just don't need them anymore. We don't need some of those old ways. We don't need old habits, etc. Tapia na jaye kita na hoe ape apnaran janasoe janasevia tinapaye man nanak gavie gune nadhan gavie sunye manarakye bao duk bhar har suk gar le jaye guru muk nadang guru muk vedang guru muk rahiya samai guru isur guru gorak parma guru parbati mai Jeho jana aka nahi kehna katna jai. Gura ikde bujai. Sabinajia ka ikadata so me visitinajai. Oh, many blessings to you all, and thanks for joining me. I hope you're having a beautiful, blessed, fabulous day, and I love you. Mwah!